Now, I mentioned the Liberal MP, Anne Sudmalis, who got a bit teary in question time after coming under attack by the Labor Party. Last week, she described cuts to Sunday and public holiday penalty rates as a gift, and Labor then seized on Mrs. Sudmalis's comments and went after her big time in question time for 3 days in a row. The MP was seen crying in the chamber. Well, Mrs. Sudmalis has fired back, speaking to her local newspaper, the Illawarra Mercury. In relation to the attack by the opposition, she says, "I don't believe they would have gone after a male 3 days in a row. They would have moved it around and taken it to a different member. But no, they did 3 hits in 3 days, which is most unusual. They don't do that to a bloke." So, Anne Sudmalis thinks she's been treated differently because she's a woman. The Liberal MP says blokes never get hammered for 3 days in a row in question time like she was. Well, Anne Sudmalis has a serious misunderstanding or lack of knowledge of politics. She's been around longer than me, and she should know how politics works. It would only take someone to pay attention to politics for a very short period of time to realise what she's saying is utter rubbish. Anne, that's not the way politics works. Ask Craig Thompson, Peter Slipper, Sam Dastyari, Mal Brough, or Stuart Robert. When the other side spots blood in the water, they relentlessly pursue the individual to the end of the earth. They don't go after them for 2 days and then think, you know what, let's give them a bit of a breather. That's not the way politics works in Australia. And whether you're a man or a woman, well, that's got nothing to do with it. Ask Bronwyn Bishop, Susan Lee, Julia Gillard. The other side will gun for you until you quit, or the public becomes bored of your argument. For Anne Sudmalis to suggest otherwise is either disingenuous or deceitful. And I hate to put it this way, but if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen.